comes to help me.
I ain't got a lot of time right now. That's why I was just trying to get this information real quick.
Hey, Danny, this is Gail. I'm the regional pricing director for Tennessee. How are you doing today?
Okay. How are you?
Good. Now, I understand you and Tara, one of my mapping specialists, were talking about the first page placement that we're filling out today on Google, and it sounded like you'd had some trouble in the past. I wondered if you could maybe fill me in a little bit on that, kind of draw me a picture
well,
so
I
know what you...
I've used these other companies that do the same thing, you know, that you're offering. And they get me on the front page of Google, and things will be great for a while, and then they'll slack off on my account or whatever they do, and slow down traffic.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, it's just, yeah. My phone started getting started ringing less and less. And the thing is, they would call every few months wanting to increase the budget. Whenever I would call complaining about, look, my phone's not ringing like it should be. And
right.
Which I understand, the market does fluctuate, different customers, different times of year. But I would increase budget or whatever, and then it just, I'd go from the front page of Google to the third page, to the fourth page, back to the third, down to the fifth. So it's just a bunch of BS,
Wow. Well, and it definitely, wow, I'm sorry all that happened to you.
I stand right now is my business sold. So I refuse to give them any more money last month.
Good.
December. So, of course, then they just go ahead and pull my website. So now I'm just... drifting nowhere,
Gotcha. I do see a website here for you, but it looks, I don't know, something's not right with it.
The one that
I pulled up is, do you have more than one website out there, Danny?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
What phone number is on that website? It's not the five phone number ending in 5932.
That's the one.
Oh, it is the one. Does it have the red banner on it? Like off
it
the
does.
Left side?
Uh-huh. It does. Oh. Do you own that domain name?
Where did you find that at?
I have magical powers. I searched. How did I find it? Let me see.
Is it on Google? Isn't still being hosted on
it
Google?
It wasn't Google. It was. I think it was on Yelp.
Okay. Yeah. That's a free hosting on there, so I guess it will always stay on Yelp.
Now, Danny, do you have more than one website floating around out there?
Well, there's another one to another company that's Pride Painting CO.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
That's got a different phone number. Of course, they won't put my phone number on there because they want to keep track of their phone calls. So they
right.
Their routing number,
Gotcha. I see a couple of things. I mean, so I did a scan to see how you're appearing online right now.
Yeah.
Just basically looking at the forensics of what these companies have done. And, they could have done a whole lot better for you, and I am sorry on behalf of our industry that they didn't, honestly. It angers me when I see somebody do such sloppy work. Kind of like you when you have to go in and clean up after a hack. That's kind of how it is. But a couple of things that I see that could be hurting you that we could fix. One is the multiple websites out there. It can prove to steer people away from you. So one of the things that we'll do is we've actually got a tool that we send out and it finds all those errors in phone numbers and websites and all the things that might be driving business away from you rather than to you. And we get those links fixed, phone numbers fixed, get rid of old websites, things like that. That's going to help you, first of all, get some call volume back. Also, something I noticed that they didn't do, which is it's fundamental. It's like putting down a base coat or a primer coat. They don't have you listed out on the directories. So one of the One of the very first things that we do within the first 7 days is we get you out to all of the popular search directories to your area. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce.
Right.
Yeah, all of those guys. And
real quick, I mean, do you have like a ballpark big monthly rate? Because how long does it take to get like a potential customers? How long before my phone starts ringing? The reason I'm asking is because this has been going on for a minute, and I didn't catch it in time, and I've been out of work for a while, so things have gotten pretty bad.
Gotcha. Okay.
I've got to be too fast, or I'm not going to be able to. So
what I would, there are a couple of options. So the timeline to get you to the first page of Google, so that your company is seen on the first page of Google, is about 30 to 45 days. That's programming time, getting everything
but
to Google.
To reach the front page?
Correct.
Or just to get on Google, period?
No, that's to get on first page. That's about how long it'll take.
All right, so prior to that, would I like at least be like maybe within the first 30 days or whatever, at least be on page maybe 2 or 3 or 4 and gradually work up or what?
Well, and that's what I'm thinking is, you're not far off right now. You're only on page 2, so you don't have far to go. If you need leads quickly,
I'm on page 2? Yeah, okay. Go ahead. I'm missing an answer.
No, that's okay. If you want leads quickly, I would actually suggest Facebook ads. So a couple of options. We can do the local map programming, and I'm just going to kind of shortcut here because you're familiar with search engine optimization.
Yeah.
So our base plan for the local map programming is $249 a month, and it is month to month. We don't do contracts, and of course, clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. They all go directly to you.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And then, now the option I'm thinking of, a couple of different things for you. We could add 100 to that a month, so making it $349, and then you would have $100 a month in Facebook advertising that we would run on your behalf. So we write the ads, we target them, so they get in front of the right people. And we can get those Facebook ads up usually within 7 to 14 days. That way, you don't have to wait an entire month for the programming to take place. You can start getting some leads from Facebook. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm following you. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I think that's a great option for you because it ultimately it gets you back on the first page where you should be, and you're primed for it. I mean, you've got so many different things in place already. They're just working against you. They're conspiring, and we can sort those out.
Would that be taking the website I have and working with that and getting that list moved, right?
Yes. Well, what I would do, probably whomever has this website, unless you own that domain name, they probably wouldn't let us in there to do the editing.
No,
so,
they wouldn't. I know that website was created by the link now, and when we first started, they said that I could purchase it if we ever parted ways for like $500.
Wow, my gosh.
Rather they honor.
Oh. Well, Danny, let's not do that. We'll build you a new website. That's not a problem. And boy, if we ever do need to part ways, which I don't expect we will because we're really good. Our techs are so awesome. It's a $99 buyout to take your website with you. $500 is ridiculous. And we don't charge for rebuilding it for you. We can still use your logo, your photos, everything that you've already got. What I can say for some of the companies that you've worked with in the past, the Google partnership really does make a big difference. Our staff has been trained and certified by Google in how to best get your information to them in the quickest way possible so they can show you on the first page. And then also how we can best use their products to serve you. And each technician of mine on my team that you'll work with is very specialized in their own unique area. So, for example, when it comes to the Facebook ads, the person that I'll have writing your ads and targeting them for you, that's all they look at and study all day, is how to write Facebook ads for best results for you. It makes a big difference. And as a Google trainer,
overall, in order, if we was to move forward, we're talking about, I mean, if I had to do something to try to get leads in as quick as possible until the website gets hosted better on Google, you guys build a new one and set it up and get that working. Right, mm-hmm. Is that an option? And then to use the maps until we get to that point, and then
what
are we talking for about a month for a number and stuff?
So per month with your credits applied. So if we went with the Facebook advertising, it would be $349 a month, and there's a one-time $99 setup fee. You'll never see or hear from it again. Or if we go without the Facebook, we just take $100 off what was allocated for Facebook. So it'd be $249 for the map. I really think the Facebook option would serve you well. They've made so many changes post-pandemic. It's been really good for business.
Okay, good. I know something's going on but that website that's on there now isn't getting any attention, and it hasn't been for months.
Wow. Well, and we'll have your website up and online within the first 14 days. Something here that you should know, Danny, we don't like to take your money and then not get to work or not continue our work. So one of the first things that we'll do once I get you set up here is we'll set up your onboarding call, and I'm the lead on your account, so I'll always be here. And then I'll introduce you to my team on your onboarding call, and I'll give you all of my contact information.
Forward, I'll need how much to get this going?
It'd be $448 the first month.
And that includes the Facebook, and then, go ahead, I'm listening.
Yes. So, yeah, you've got it. $448, $349 for your first month, and then the one-time $99. And your bill will never be more than that. And we don't call asking for more money, ever.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you want to talk about upgrading into another program.
Right, yeah, getting more, so $449 to get the ball rolling.
Yeah.
And $349 every month after.
You got it. And it is just month to month. We don't lock you in. We don't like wrangling over contracts. It's just easier to do.
I'm very interested. I want to move forward, but I just need a couple of days, probably the weekend, in order to get things rearranged here so I can do that.
Gotcha. Okay. You just need to rearrange financing or?
I've just made some payments, and it takes them a few days to get cleared, and then I'll have that.
what we could. Now, what day are you thinking next week?
I'm hoping by like maybe two. I don't know. This whole I'm hoping by Tuesday, but let's push it. So it might be Wednesday.
Well, you know what we could do, Danny? We could, so that it stops the calls to the area, calling other painting companies for the listing, what we could do, we could get everything set up today, get your billing set up, get your credit card information in there, and then we can put a post date on it so that it doesn't run until next week.
Okay. Let me think. I'm just making sure. I don't want to say, you know, Tuesday or Wednesday and have it be Thursday or Friday.
Well, and that's what I'm thinking is we could set it for next Friday. That way you should know that that check is in there by Friday for sure, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And what date? That is the 13th.
Ay, it is.
Oh, that's a good number. Yes. Oh, gosh, it is. It is. Oh, my. I didn't realize we had one of those.
Right in the beginning, too.
Yeah, no kidding. Ah, we're going to be just fine. We'll all get through it, I bet.
Yeah.
Should we go ahead and get you secured.
Do you guys do any phone calls at all on the weekends, Saturdays, or no?
We don't. We're closed down for the weekends.
Okay. All right.
What have you got in mind? Are you looking at a different account or?
But I'm making sure that what I'm doing here, I want to make sure the funds are going to be there, which I'll know better after the weekend.
Gosh.
Monday, I'll know for sure, so.
Okay.
Because I don't want to set this up if things don't work out, but I'm very interested and I want to do it.
Okay.
I'll know for sure on Monday whether or not I can fully or not.
Okay. Why don't we do this? Let me take a. Do you have your calendar handy, Danny?
Yeah.
What I could do, let me see. We can try to set a time and see if I'd be available for you. Would that work for you?
Yeah, if you can give me a call back Monday.
Okay.
If
Let
you
me
have
take
any
a...
free time on Monday, I know Mondays are usually pretty hectic.
Yeah, Mondays are usually busy.
Let's
see. We could do... Where? Now, are you in Central Time or are you in Eastern, Danny?
I am, yes. Yeah.
You're in Central. Okay, that's what
Central.
I thought.
Yep.
So, how would 3 o'clock work for you?
Yeah, 3 o'clock would be fine, yeah. Yep.
All right.
You have an answer about that.
All right, I am going to put you on my calendar. And, Danny, if you would do me a favor, just as professional courtesy, if for some reason you aren't able to make it, would you let me know?
Yeah, I was going to say, is this, like, a good number to reach you at, or how?
I'm actually going to text
email
you.
Or?
I'm texting you right now. Then you
Wonderful.
Can put me in your phone.
There it goes. I just heard it ring. Yeah.
Awesome. So, yes, 3 o'clock on Monday. And then if for some reason you can't make it or you need to reschedule, if you would just let me know, I would appreciate it. My calendar gets pretty clustered.
Right?
All right.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it is. All right, Danny. Well, you have a good weekend, and I'll talk to you Monday at 3 o'clock.
Absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, and you have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, okay. Danny. Bye-bye.
Sure. Bye-bye.